This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to THV 11, a Tennessee woman has been arrested after the death of Pastor Broads Perry of Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church in Memphis. Perry was killed and his wife was injured on Thursday night, April 4th, at an apartment complex in Collierville, Tennessee. Police have charged Latosha Daniels with first-degree murder and various other charges, but have not released the other victims' names. Daniels is listed as an officer at the Root Behavioral Health Center in Little Rock. Police have not yet released a possible motive. According to NBC News, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Opelousas, Louisiana, is the third African-American church to burn down in St. Landry Parish in a span of 10 days. St. Mary's Baptist Church was the first reported church fire on March 26. Then, just 10 miles down the road, Greater Union Baptist Church went up in flames a week later. All three churches were well over 100 years old. A fourth church burned about 200 miles away in Cato Parish, Louisiana. Authorities don't believe that fire is connected to the three in St. Landry Parish, but are continuing to investigate. The Louisiana State Fire Marshal, the lead investigator on the multiple fires, is working with the ATF and FBI to comb through what remains to determine a cause and possible motive. Meanwhile, more than 100 criminal investigators are on the scenes, while another 150 to 200 investigators are working across the country to determine the cause. According to KNWA, after more than 30 years, one of Arkansas's most prominent pastors is leaving Cross Church. Head Pastor Ronnie Floyd officially announced his resignation at the church's Springdale and Pinnacle Hill campuses on Sunday, April 7th. Floyd was elected as the new president and CEP of the Southern Baptist Convention's Executive Committee on April 2nd, following a ballot vote in Dallas. Floyd said his decision to leave the area and move to Nashville, Tennessee, hasn't been an easy one. According to CBN, the pro-life movie Unplanned finished in the top 10 at the box office for the second week in a row, overcoming an R rating and what the film supporters have called a media blackout. Now media outlets are calling the movie's success a surprise. Unplanned, which is centered on the life of former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson, brought in $3.2 million on its second weekend after 471 more theaters added the film to their showings. The movie made over $6 million when it debuted last year. So far, it has earned more than $12 million, doubling the $6 million production budget. According to the Christian Post, former Texas representative and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke told black voters last week that systemic racism is partly responsible for black mothers and their infants dying at a higher rate than their white counterparts. Speaking to a predominantly African-American audience at Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention, O'Rourke said that even when women of color have access to health care, their lives and that of their infants continue to be impacted by systemic racism. O'Rourke said, "We have an infant mortality discrepancy between white and black America that is worse today than it was in 1850, 15 years before the abolition of slavery. Infant mortality, according to the CDC, is the death of an infant before his or her first birthday. The infant mortality rate is the number of infant deaths for every 1,000 live births." According to the Associated Press, a black activist who says he took control over one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi groups was barred from participating on the group's behalf in a federal lawsuit over the violence that erupted at a white nationalist rally in Virginia. U.S. Magistrate Judge Joel Hopp ruled that James Hart Stern cannot represent the National Socialist Movement because he is not an attorney and didn't comply with the court's order to hire one. Instead, the magistrate is allowing a lawyer based in Burke, Virginia, to represent the neo-Nazi group and its longtime leader, Jeff Shope. According to the Associated Press, Taraji P. Henson teared up as she discussed suicide rates among young black people. Gigi Hadid did the same as she spoke about the fate of the Rohingya people in refugee camps in Bangladesh. The two were among five celebrities honored Friday for their philanthropy work at Variety's annual Power of Women event in New York. Henson choked back tears as she described mental health issues among young black people as a national crisis. Honored for her work with the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, she spoke of the need to eradicate the stigma around mental health in the black community by breaking the silence and breaking a cycle of shame. The foundation is named after Henson's father, who suffered mental illness after his return from fighting in Vietnam. According to the Associated Press, representatives for a social justice center that trained Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and other civil rights leaders said on Tuesday that a white power symbol was spray painted near the site of a fire that destroyed a building there. The fire at the Highlander Research and Education Center in New Market, Tennessee, happened early Friday morning, incinerating decades of archives in the center's main office. Highlander leaders found the symbol last Friday, but did not make the news public until Tuesday when they posted a news release on the center's Facebook page. According to the Associated Press, the man charged with killing rapper Nipsey Hussle was ordered held on $5 million bail after pleading not guilty Thursday to murder and attempted murder charges. Eric Holder Jr., making his first court appearance after Sunday's shooting and subsequent two-day manhunt, spoke only to say yeah to the Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Teresa Sullivan's questions. His attorney, Christopher Darden, did not dispute the bail amount, which the prosecution requested. Darden declined comment after the hearing. According to the Christian Post, Democratic presidential candidates Andrew Yang, Beto O'Rourke, and Julian Castro voiced strong support for reparations for the descendants of slaves to a packed gathering of civil rights activists and African-American voters last week. Castro, the former Secretary of U.S. Housing and Development, told the crowd, "I have said several times during the last several weeks that I have long believed that our country will never truly heal until we address the original sin of slavery. If under our Constitution we compensate people if we take their property, why wouldn't we compensate people who were considered property and sanctioned by the state?" Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee introduced the H.R. 40 bill in January, called the Commission to Study and Develop Reparations Proposals for African Americans. This legislation is intended to examine the institute of slavery in the colonies and the United States from 1619 to the present, and further recommend appropriate remedies. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.